They had scarcely finished the song when a voice rapped sternly from the deepest section of the foliage.
"That's still no reason to cut down a tree, is it?"
Skipper looked at Arvind strangely.
"Did you say something, mate?"
"No, I thought it was you for a moment, Skip."
The voice sounded out again, quite irritable this time.
"Honestly, where there's no feeling, there's no sense. I'm trapped in here, you great pair of buffoons. In here!"
Skipper thrust himself into the foliage.
"Sounds like an owl bird to me."
A deep sigh escaped from the leafy depths.
"Owl bird, did I call you an otter dog? No. Then pray have the goodness to at least get the name of my species right. Owl, say it."
Skipper shrugged his brawny shoulders.
"Owl."
"Thank you,"
the voice continued.
"Now, are you going to stand about drawing all day? Or do you think you and your friends can muster up the decency to get me out of here?"
Right at the heart of the foliage was a thick dead limb with a deep weather-spread crack in it, and wedged there was a female of the type known as Little Owls. She had wide grey eyebrows and huge yellow eyes, which were fixed in a permanent frown. Arvind climbed over a limb and nodded amiably at her.
"Good day to you, man. You'll excuse my saying, but we never cut down your tree. The storm knocked it down."
The owl moved ahead from side to side, huffily.
"So you say. All I know is that I'm not 3 days in this nest, hardly settled down, torn a gun hunting for beetles, when the whole world collapses in on me. Knocked unconscious completely out. I've only just regained my senses, due to your infernal banging and knocking, of course."
Skipper put down his axe guiltily.
"And are you all right, ma'am?"
The owl was a very small one, but she puffed herself up until she filled the entire crack, glaring at the otter.
"All right? Do I look all right? Clutching on here, half upside down, doing my level best to stop 3 eggs spilling out and breaking all over the ground. Oh yes, apart from that and being knocked out, I suppose I'm all right."
Tansy and Cracklin pushed into the foliage, all concerned for the owl's predicament.
"Oh, you poor bird. 3 eggs and your home's destroyed. Viola, come quick. Arvind, Skipper, hold this branch steady. Stay still, my dear. We'll have you and your eggs out of there safely in no time at all."
The red wallers flocked in to help. Carefully, they extricated the little owl from the crack. The nest, with its 3 eggs intact, was lifted out as gently as possible. Then, chopping away twigs and foliage, they led the bird out into the open. Tansy found out that the owl's name was Oroka. They brought her to the fire, placing the nest on a pile of blankets. Oroka was small, but looked formidably strong and fierce. She ruffled her feathers and sat on her nest, staring aggressively at every beast, the pupils of her immense golden eyes dilating and contracting in the firelight.